Well, Monica Lewinsky comes out with a new book, Game of Thongs. Well, what do you know?
Live from Charleston, West Virginia, Virginia to Jacksonville, Florida, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's music from Twin Forks, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who was born Ha Ha Feldman, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay, ha ha!
So, you know, what is it about the word Virginia that gives you problems?
I don't know. Maybe my coffee just hasn't kicked in yet.
Okay. That's one possibility.
Yeah, could be.
All right. In the news that isn't, thanks to so-called health lobbies, you can't find Gatorade with flame retardant for love nor money. That's what gave it the kick, was that flame retardant in your Gatorade. The Supreme Court says prayer is okay at town boards. During their meetings in the, you know, since prayer is about the only thing a town board has. So. The CEO of Target has his identity stolen. Well, the CEO of, Putin returns to the scene of the Crimea. Visited the new capital there, Putinville, to ride the Putinville trolley. Where you enter through the Arc de Putin. No, they got giant statues of Putin with crossed paddles for some reason. Shirtless. Shirtless Putin with paddles. Very impressive. I don't know why they did that. They had to work quick, though. You know, they had to get something up for the Arc real quick. In other news, Wisconsin secessionist Republicans are nowhere to be found. Apparently, they left. I don't know. The funny thing is, no search party. It's the Republican rapture. They all left there. So, someplace better, the UP, we don't know. For Mother's Day, how about a Benghazi panel? What? You say she'll never use it? Okay. Johnny football to Cleveland, Browns, where he will be known as Johnny Dog Pound. Wearing jersey number 22, his number, when he got drafted. Mitt Romney says minimum wage should be raised to $1.75. Unlike Photo Mart, Snapchat photos do not disappear forever. You got to be of a certain age and disposition to understand that. After the smartphone kill switch, how about a gun kill switch? Hate to editorialize, but I was just thinking. NOAA's been warned to stay out of Chinese territorial waters. They've been extending them, you know. Now they go right off the coast of Orange County. That's all Chinese water out there. The airlines resist showing actual price of tickets. The tax, airport fees, okay, but recappable tires? What's that doing on there? Take a Tron service fee? Come on. Okay, come on. Nintendo says there will be no gay Tomodachi life in their new game. So that's a setback for all the gay Tomodachi players. You know, with those big heads and those tiny little bodies, nothing's going to happen there anyhow. What's the big deal? Can you imagine Nintendo? Never mind. Unseptium is the latest element. It only exists for a trillionth of a second, so it's really unseptium. In Wisconsin, the John DOE probe may be over, but Scott Walker's John DOUGH goes on. That's an editorial, too. I should say that. Okay. The gospel of Jesus' wife, you heard about this? They found this parchment, which is believed to be the gospel of the wife of Jesus, and they finally translated it. It reads, a carpenter and the door hanging off the hinges for 10 years. After all, she was a Jewish wife. And finally, and I mean that, scientists create a virtual universe that makes something 350 million light years squared fit into a locker at Grand Central Station, where they await the return of Kay. And that's all the news that is. And thank you so much. Good night. Or good day. Paul Harvey didn't have that trademark. Page 3. And there is no page 4. That's the beauty of it. Something like that. We're pretty excited here. We hijacked the caravan of Twin Forks. They were trying to get down from... Minneapolis, St. Paul area, region, to Chicago, and you pretty much got to come through Wisconsin. And we waited at the side of the highway, and we hijacked their caravan. It was a caravan of Airstreams, very beautiful, actually. Very Americana, I thought, coming down there. And they're with us right here, Twin Forks, ladies and gentlemen. We got all of them. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank
Chris Garba. And things are good, huh?
Yeah, things are great. How
yeah.
are things with you?
Good, good. Did you trash Dashboard Confessional and whatever happened with you?
I just left them
in the lurch?
I don't know where they are. I haven't been able to find
you
them.
Do you talk to them?
I do. They don't return my calls.
What?
Yes, we talk about
I'm sorry, is this a sore point? I don't really mean to bring this
up. No, not at all. They're my buddies. There'll be more Dashboard to come.
You know, that is like Dashboard Confessional is like the best name of any band everywhere. You know,
is
anywhere.
It? I've also heard it's the worst.
I think it's wonderful. Dashboard Confessional should be a film noir.
Yeah.
I think so. So how you? This is and you got the new albums out here. Got it right here. It's called Twin Forks.
Yeah, sure. It's pretty, isn't it?
Yes, very pretty.
It sounds good too.
Sounds good, and it's got is it got the gut song on here? You trust your guts.
Oh yeah.
Are you still trusting your gut?
I always trust my gut. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta go by
well, you're not middle-aged yet. At middle age, you can't trust your gut. You're young. You can trust them, man. You want to introduce people in your
I would
band?
Love to, of course.
Tell people who's here.
This is my fake cousin, Sean Zorn, back there.
Hey. How you doing?
This is my karate instructor, Jonathan Clark. These are the Baron sisters here. This is Kimmy, and this is Kelsey. She plays mandolin.
All right. What you got for us here? To start
off? I'll start with a song called Kiss Me, Darling.
Kiss Me, Darling.
Seems
sounds
nice
good.
For Saturday morning.
Sounds perfect.
Okay.
Twin Forks, ladies and gentlemen.
Kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. Kiss me, darling. Keep your picture close. I like to have it with me when I'm far from home. Missing you's the hardest thing I've ever known. Hate to think about you being all alone. So I'll take the last train back. I'll wake you when I get there cause I miss you back. Need to feel you more than I ever have. Counting every stop along the railroad tracks. So kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. Kiss me, darling. Been a long time. Kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. So kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. me, darling. It's been a long, long time. So kiss me, darling. It's been a long time. Kiss me, darling. It's been a long, long time. So kiss me, darling. So kiss me, darling.
Very nice. A little bit of Flogging Molly in there, I hear.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. You like those guys?
Yeah, I love those guys.
Oh, yeah, they're terrific.
Yeah, and one of my heroes is in that band.
The Cranberries and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
A little bit of Irish thing going on in here.
We do have a little bit of that.
Irish in your Americana?
We try to get as much as is allowed.
Yeah. What, you know, give me a definition of Americana, because I know it's American with an A after it, but that's about all I know.
I'm not really sure. I mean,
yeah, you're not really part of that.
To folk music and bluegrass and Steve Earle and outlaw country, and I guess that's Americana.
Yeah.
Whatever came out of that is Americana.
Is it a problem having all these genres around? Because people try to put you in one or the other, right?
Yeah, we should get rid of some of these genres. I think.
Yeah. Which genre would you like to get rid of the most?
I like polka. Just seems like it's been doing nothing for so long at this point.
Don't say it around here, man. You're in polka. You're in big polka country.
You're playing at the cheap seats.
You'll be in big polka trouble. Those guys play accordions. They're big, usually. So
yeah, I know.
Be careful what you say. Well, that's cool. And then there's... But you started like an emo, right?
Well, I don't... Yes, okay. I did it.
Can you say that? Is that fair to say?
That was my fault. That one's on me.
And then for those of us who are like over a certain age, explain emo to us and what that's all about.
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard any music that's emotional.
No. What's that like? Johnny Ray. Remember Johnny Ray?
I find that most music is emotional, but at some point they said if you have tattoos and you play music that's emotional, then it's called emo.
So, the Little White Cloud that cried, then Johnny Ray would probably be emo these days.
Yeah.
You probably don't remember him.
I don't think he'd like that name either, but...
No, that's not good. And do you have... We can't see because your sleeves are all down there.
Yeah, just for the occasion with my denim jacket.
And then when you go to Canada, is there Canadiana?
I mean, they could call it Americana.
But they're not going to want to play Americana in Canadiana.
Yeah, well, they...
I don't want to
be estranged from our Canadian fans, but they know it's better here.
And now getting a record made... It's such a strange process these days. You don't go into a studio for Warner Brothers necessarily. You go in a studio and make a disc and they release it.
But we have an incredible garage.
Yeah. So this a lot of this went on in your garage.
It went into my garage, and Jonathan produced the record here. Jonathan, my friend here.
And it was produced entirely on your iPhone, is that correct?
Yes, that will read much better on Wikipedia. Completely on my iPhone.
Yeah.
Can I get a free iPhone if I say it was?
Yeah, go ahead. See if you can. I have no idea. I've never.
No, we use actual microphones.
Yeah. So that's got to be tough though. So what do? You get you record it there, and then how do you get it released, and how do you get it distributed, and all that kind of stuff? I mean, it's a whole different world.
Yeah, you got to get somebody to believe in what you've done and pick it up and sign you to a label, which we did, a Canadian label, which is why I probably should have.
Oh, yeah. Is that Dine
Alone? That's why I was backpedaling a minute.
Dine Alone? Is that?
Dine Alone Records is a fabulous Canadian record label that is in a wonderful country.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's a great country. I love it. I go there every chance I get, really. You have to stream this for free, actually, to get it.
We do a lot of, we continue to release free EPs if you want one. You just email us at twinforksmusic@gmail.com. I'm assuming you have the internet here.
No, we actually.
I see a lot of cables in here, so I figure.
Yeah, we have dial up.
You have dial up?
Yeah.
On that phone?
Yeah.
It's probably.
Yeah, no, you have dial up on there. You can get like polka streamed, but it takes a while. So just a few kilobytes at a time, so. But it's good when you finally get. Well, that's great. And this is going really, and you're on tour now, you're all over.
Yeah, we don't stop. We've been on tour for a long time, about a year and a half, and no plans to stop, you know. I think that's how you make it in this day and age, is you just you get in a van and you get in front of people.
Okay. I should do that, I guess, soon.
Yeah, take it on the road.
What do you got for us now?
So we have a song called Back to You, and it's about kind of hoping that you'll invite us back here
anytime
for another go-round.
Always welcome.
All right. Do I get to start this? Okay.
Young, so I forgot which was my place, which was not. Thought I had a good shot. I took it right in my eye. Look ahead, look behind. Take another.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International. Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget that donkey tail you got back there, too. That big one. By the way, Twin Forks is the name of the EP and the LP. Dine Alone Records, you want the LP. And there it is. They're also online. Catch them online and can't find it. Where you're at. Assuming you're at somewhere. Hi, Sarah Dix.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, good.
Okay. I'm going in the audience now.
Great. Yeah. I'm sure they're looking forward to that.
I guess these guys wanted all their equipment. I thought they were just going to leave, but apparently they want all their equipment back. And
thank you,
oh,
gifts.
Look at they're putting, isn't that amazing? What about this crew here, ladies and gentlemen? Completely changed the whole nature of the stage, and they got their equipment back. So they can go on to Chicago with their equipment. That's a nice thing. Okay, let's just go out in the audience, see a little people. We'll wing it. I got all your cards here. I didn't have a chance to sort through them, so there could be some misfires. How are y'all? Yeah, good, good. Now this guy is probably the best here because, yeah. All right, just stand up for a second. You are a very enthusiastic human being.
Well, thank you. I've been waiting a long time to come see you.
Really? How long has it been?
Well, probably 20 years, I would say, at least.
And why were you waiting, I guess, is a question.
Well,
what, or for what?
You know what? You were in Iowa City probably maybe 10 years ago or so. Yeah. And we were working at a sale, benefit sale that day, so I couldn't come see you. And so ever since then, I...
What is a benefit sale in Iowa? I know they have different names for sales.
Well, it's MCC. It's Mennonite Central Committee. Oh. And it's about 3 weeks away.
Are you actually selling Mennonites?
Yes, we do. If you'd like to buy one, you can. No, we mostly sell food and quilts and that kind of thing to raise money for relief work around the world. Yeah. There's a little plug. Come down to Iowa City.
I mean, and that's very wonderful, but you couldn't ditch that to come to a show.
The world's
still going to be there.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Often I get to Iowa City.
I feel bad. That was my question. When are you coming again?
I have no answer for that question.
I'm inviting you right now.
Okay,
yeah.
Check out the details. We'll be there. And your name is?
Roger Schrock.
Roger Schrock. And what are you doing these days, Roger?
I'm watching your show.
In general.
I work for a construction company in Iowa City.
Schrock Construction?
I wish, no. I don't own it. I work for him. If I owned it, I wouldn't work there.
Very nice to see you.
Nice meeting you.
Yes, I'm sorry about that remark, but hopefully they're not listening. What a good attitude he has. Yes, he's so... What list?
My bucket.
Oh, bucket list. Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Let's see. Linda Erickson there is from Portland. Is it North Dakota? When did that happen? What?
You betcha.
All right. You betcha proves it, but it still doesn't explain why Portland is in North Dakota. All this. I know there's one in Maine, but that's... Where are you again, dear? Yeah, well, here, come down here because I can't get to you. It's impossible. And if you step on people, they won't mind so much. I have to put my butt in everybody's face in this entire row and walk sideways. And that some people take it the wrong way entirely. Oh, no, go, no, no. No, you're here, you're here. You're almost here. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm happy to be here.
And there is a Portland in North Dakota. Whereabouts in North Dakota would that be?
In the Red River Valley. Close to the Minnesota border, and it's named Portland because it's halfway between Portland, Maine, and Portland, Oregon, we're told.
Whose idea was that?
My husband told me that.
It must be between halfway between a lot of things. So why would you pick those two particular things?
Well, I have no idea.
Halfway between Moscow, Idaho, and Moscow, Russia.
Could be, yeah. We're kind of the central geographically.
But then you'd have to call it Moscow, and who wants that?
Yeah, we wouldn't want to live there. But we don't live anywhere near a port, so.
Yeah. If we're coming to Portland, in case we were, what would you show us first?
A few years ago, we had people come from all over the country to visit us in North Dakota, and we took them to a farm and let them ride on combines.
It's mostly beets or something, aren't you growing beets?
They were lifting beets, you're right.
You made these people come from around the world to lift your beets for you?
Not my beets. No. I only wish I had beets, but...
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm getting at, why were they coming from around the world in the first place? Was it because of the lure of the beets?
Well, we each year, a group of people from my husband's OCS class meet somewhere, and we didn't meet in Portland.
Is that like a disability, OCS?
Officers Candidate School.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like a compulsive thing.
Yeah, and they, that's OCD.
Okay, I'm sorry. He doesn't have that.
OCS is a little compulsive, too. Yeah, yeah. And that year we met in Minneapolis, and then some of our friends drove to the farm to visit us on the farm. Yeah, and then.
So these are officers candidates from around the world?
Yeah, from the United States from a long, long time ago.
Oh, well, how wonderful.
From the past, yeah.
Well, how
They're Vietnam veterans, and several of them are with us today.
Is that right? Where are they? Round of applause. Big round. So you made our veterans, work in the fields there for your damn beats.
Yep, that's.
And I bet you didn't pay him a dime for it.
No money involved.
Yeah. Are your people in beets?
My husband is sort of retired from farming, and we didn't grow beets. If we had, we'd have probably be living in the Caribbean or somewhere.
Yeah. Beets are, well, you have sunflowers too, don't you?
We had some sunflowers. Yeah. We had some wheat. We had soybeans.
Soybeans are always good. That's what we have soybeans.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
What do you do with them, though, once you grow them? I was thinking of going to soybeans, but... you don't see soybeans, just eating soybeans.
No. We sell them, and then I guess they make them into oil and
feed them to the cows. Things.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. That's great. Did you have a question for me? Or?
Well, my question was, this is my first visit to Madison, and I'm impressed. We visited the state capitol building yesterday. It's magnificent. But why was Madison chosen to be the state capitol?
It wasn't originally. Someplace else was. I think
Belmont.
It was there for one day, and then they voted to move it to Madison. We learned that on our tour.
Well, it's because we're halfway between Madison, Maine, and Madison, state of Washington.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Thank you.
It was arbitrary. Nice to meet you, dear. Pleasure. Linda Erickson, representing the Erickson's of Portland, North Dakota. Oh, and Roger Erickson, too, I see you. Juliana Olson, are you with the Erickson's as well? No? You're from New Orleans. Wow. Now living in Milwaukee. That's a really exciting move. Okay, yeah, come to me. That's all right. Well, you know, Milwaukee has been called the New Orleans of Wisconsin.
I actually call it the New Orleans of the North.
New Orleans of the North.
Yeah, because down in New Orleans, everyone's super, super friendly. And when you're talking to people, everything's about sports, food, music. And alcohol, pretty much. Yeah. And you come to Milwaukee, everyone's super friendly, and it's all about sports, music, food, and alcohol.
So it's identical, is what you're saying.
It is. Different accent, different flavor. Instead of, crawfish and jambalaya and stuff, you have brats and burgers and hot dogs.
Okay. But don't you find that they dance in groups a little differently in Milwaukee than they do in New Orleans?
Well, yeah, Milwaukee is much more the polka style.
Yeah, it's more of a, oompa, 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 whereas you're down there and it's a little more expressive.
Yeah, but both sides use accordions.
There you go.
So, yeah, you got Zydeco.
Different ends,
different rhythm, but, Zydeco uses accordions and all of your polka uses accordions.
My brothers and I are having, we have these reunions every so often. I have three older brothers. We meet in different places. We went to Las Vegas one year, and my brother Clayton goes into the casino, puts $20 in the machine, and pumps the handle until he loses it and goes back to his room and reads. That was Feldman's in Las Vegas. So now we're going to New Orleans, though, this time.
When are you going?
We're going in September.
Okay. Well, there's tons to do. You just missed the Jazz and Heritage Festival, which is what I recommend to everybody.
I've been to that. That's great.
Yeah, it's just wonderful.
They wouldn't like it, though.
Really?
Yeah, they don't like jazz. They don't like heritage.
No.
They're Feldman's. I like that stuff.
But the food. They love the food.
The food.
Yeah, because Milwaukee has Summerfest, which is, the world's largest music festival, supposedly. But in New Orleans, it's Jazz and Heritage Festival, and I brought a friend of mine who's here today, Lisa, and brought her down. Wave, Lisa.
Oh, yeah. She's okay.
But I brought her down for the first time, 2 years ago, to Jazz and Heritage Festival, and she kept saying, what's it like? And I go, picture Summerfest with way better food, lots different music, and good booze.
Yeah. And the gospel tent. That's the most amazing thing, go in that gospel tent. Huh?
Oh, yeah, the gospel tent, the blues tent. You have your tents, and then you have all your open outdoor areas. And we saw Santana this year. He put on a fantastic show, and just thousands of people all dancing.
Just one of them now?
One Santana?
Yeah.
I know.
More than one Santana?
Well, Santana is the group and Santana the lead, but he had a couple of different people out there, and it was just wonderful. And Trombone Shorty closed it down, the festival, last Sunday and did an amazing show.
Yeah. I think we'll probably miss that with my brothers, but I'm going to go down again. I was down there a few years ago.
Yeah, go down eat some good food, and, you know, after bar time, well, there really is no bar time there because they don't close, but when bar time, when you're done, then you go to Café Du Monde and have your beignets and café au lait, and then you sober up enough to be able to stumble to whatever hotel you're at.
Well, it sounds like Milwaukee.
You're welcome.
Juliana Olson. Thank you, dear. Nice to meet you. All right. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz, aren't we?
Sure, let's do it.
Because, is that what we do?
That's what we do. It's a quiz show.
Yeah, it's a quiz show, and we get a deduction for this, for doing the quiz. So a chance for you to win fabulous prizes just for being fabulous. Before we can do that, can I get you? Yes. We have to find out who can and cannot participate in said quiz. So that today we have...
Mary.
Just uses the one name. Are you from? Can you say where you're from?
Yes, Frytown, Iowa.
Frytown, Iowa. Mary from Frytown. I'll give you that, and I'll get out of your way. Yeah.
Yeah. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Ha 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 ha. Clinton Dix. Ha ha. I only read what's written. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Oh, keep that. Or keep the microphone and give me the paper. Let's see the hands of those of you who would like to raise them to indicate. Well, come on, you had your minute. Now, well, how many bucket lists do you have? But this gentleman here has got a bucket list, too. We all have bucket lists, don't we? I don't have one yet. Are you supposed to have a bucket list by my age? Probably you are. I don't know. Hi.
Hi.
Getting a bucket list is on my bucket list, so that's the hope. And you are?
I'm Steve Janish.
Steve, where are you from?
I'm from Greenfield, Wisconsin.
From Greenfield, Wisconsin. The one that's near Milwaukee?
Yeah, right there, west, southwest suburb.
What do you do out there, Steve?
I'm a software engineer for a company called Artos Engineering.
Oh, yeah. What kind of software would that be then?
It's embedded machines. They do automatic wire processing equipment.
Of course. Steve, give me one good reason you should play this quiz, Steve.
I showered this morning.
He showered! Finally, someone who showered for the quiz. Yeah, come on down, Steve. Betting those things all day, you must be tired. Yeah, there you go. You don't have to do the actual embedding, do you?
Sometimes.
You do?
It's tough.
How do you do that?
Well, you get real small. Get inside there and you move those bits and bytes around.
Yeah. So you're actually hardware as well as software then?
You got to know a lot about the hardware portion of it.
I would think.
I'm mostly into the software. They have a consultant that comes in and really does most of the board layout.
Well, yeah. Do the hardware guys and the software guys get along, or is there built-in animosity?
You know, before this job, I worked for a company called the Oil Gear Company. And that was even worse, though, because you had electrical engineers and you had mechanical engineers.
Those hate each other, don't they?
Well,
they hate each other.
In electronics, an open circuit means no connection. Uh-huh. In hydraulics, open means you're moving.
So they never agree on anything after that.
So one time the mechanical engineer said, well, you know, during this process you have to close the valves. So I closed them as in a closed contact.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we ripped apart a cylinder.
You did, just because you were on a different,
terminology.
Two different worlds.
Yeah. But, you know, there's that old software joke, you know. How many software engineers does it take to change a light bulb?
Uh-huh. How many?
None. It's a hardware problem.
I like you, Steve. I don't know what you're talking about, but I like you. Well, that's great. Okay, and then what do you do for kicks, though, Steve? You're not embedding or doing software for embedding?
Well, you know, I go grocery shopping, and I...
You do the cooking?
Yeah.
Around your place, yeah.
Yep, do laundry.
Do
got,
laundry?
Yeah, I got two kids, so...
Yeah.
Have to clean up after them.
Uh-huh. Do you have anything like a wife?
I have an ex-wife. She's over there, though.
That's your ex-wife?
Yes.
Okay, well, that works out. I mean,
Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day weekend. Take out your ex-wife for Mother's Day. That's really a good idea. And your ex-mother is a good thing, too, if you got one of those. That's excellent. So what's part of the, is there a gala sort of weekend? What do you?
Well, she's taking the kids up to the Dells.
Okay.
So, and so we just came out to Madison for the show.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, in lieu of a gift, I took her to the show.
Yeah. It looks like it was a big hit. Okay. Steve, someone out there plays along with you, whether they're hardware or software or open or closed.
Or mechanical.
Or mechanical or electrical. Those guys, I don't know those guys. And so how does that work, though?
People who want to play the quiz at home, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-WHA-KNOW or 1-800-WHACK-NOW. And you ask them a qualifying question.
What if they don't want to play the quiz? Is there any procedure they should follow?
They should definitely not pick up the phone.
Okay. For any reason? Or
well, maybe to call Mom. It's Mother's Day weekend, you know.
Do people still pick up a phone? They don't. People your age, for example, have probably never picked up a phone. Really, in a sense.
Well, you're still picking up your cell phone, right?
Well,
you have to hold
yeah, but
it,
you're
hold
not.
It.
This is picking up the phone. Watch. Mm. See that? Does that mean anything to you?
Look, it's cordless.
All right. So, okay. Here's the question, then. If you picked up your phone and you called in, Americans will spend how much on Mom this Mother's Day? This is a total, and it's a number, and it's a big number. It's in the billions, I'll tell you that. It's in dollars, in billions of dollars. How much total will be spent on Mother this Mother's Day? Projected, of course. So if you give us, we got to be pretty close to it.
Yeah.
Within a billion, I would say.
Okay, within a billion. That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones right now. Barry's on the line there from Humboldt, Tennessee. Hey, Barry.
How are you doing, Michael?
Pretty good. How's yourself?
It's a great day here. I'm on my way to Missouri. I pulled over safely. Got to go see my mother.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Since I don't have billions to spend, I thought I'd visit her.
I'm sure you got a billion you could come up with if you just took your time getting there, you know, called a few people.
I'll look under the bed. Maybe I have it there, but I know I don't have it in my wallet.
And is it a big family get-together then?
Yes, my brother lives there. And actually, by the way, as you guys are talking about computer terminology, I had a girlfriend who used to refer to me as floppy disk.
Okay, in case you were talking about that, you could always insert that into the conversation. And
I'm not my mom's favorite. Sorry, I tried.
No, that's nice. Is it a big family, Barry?
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah. A brother and uncle and some cousins. We're going to have a good time together.
Oh, wonderful. Sounds great. Americans will spend how much on Mom this Mother's Day in billions? It's a big number, Barry.
10.5 billion.
10.5?
Correct.
Bigger. Bigger number than
bigger
that.
Than, yeah. Bigger than that.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, I don't know if you're giving second guesses. But,
no,
10.
Not
5,
really. You are going to see
happy
your mother.
Mother's,
that's pretty cool. You're driving from Tennessee to Missouri, and I'll give you one more because you're driving that far to see your mom on Mother's Day. That's sweet.
How much bigger from 10.5, Michael?
Oh, God, that's just the half of it.
How about 15.6?
Oh, boy.
It's 30 billion. I was just teasing. About 30 billion.
No, that's way too much to spend on Mom.
No.
Are you kidding? She wouldn't accept that. You know that. $30 billion. Okay.
Well, I have 20 billion reasons not to hang up, so I'll just keep listening then.
Okay. Oh, okay, Barry. Who cares what the answer is? It's an estimate anyway. 18 to 19 billion. So I think you hit one of those in there, didn't you? Okay.
All right, Michael.
Yeah, you qualify then, Barry, by popular demand. That's
thank
not,
you.
And I'm sure your mom would approve too. Barry, this is Steve.
Hey, Barry.
He's in.
How are you, Steve?
Oh, I'm just Ducky.
Steve is Ducky.
We're gonna win this.
Okay. You sound enthusiastic. That's how you sound enthusiastic, though, right? Is that you being enthusiastic?
Correct. Always think positive. Always think positive.
Okay. So two of you are a team, Barry and Steve. You're not competing. You're working together here, and we're gonna get this one pretty good, I think. Okay, so what categories do we have, Sarah?
We have current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Barry, what would you like?
How about science?
Science it is. Okay. Okay. Do lonely bacteria mutate slower or faster? Lonely bacteria.
Lonely bacteria.
Yes, this would be an isolated. Now, lonely, obviously, you're putting some judgment on it. But this is bacteria that's alone, whether he's lonely or not.
Well, when you drink alone, you usually get kind of tanked a little bit faster.
So you say you mutate faster when you drink alone?
I like that, Steve. I'm thinking faster also.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, faster. You guys can think. You can think what you want. That's true of E. coli bacteria and Steve. They mutate faster. Yes.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Well, let's try current events. Maybe there's something about a ha-ha or something.
Okay. LAX, Los Angeles Airport, shut down because it couldn't process the flight plan of what that was flying over it?
Air Force One.
Barry?
I know the president was there recently, hobnobbing with Hollywood stars, so I think he's right.
No, I'm sorry. It was the U-2 spy plane. Flew over.
Isn't that the same thing?
quick thinking. It's quick thinking. I'm sorry.
I really think it's the same thing.
Yeah, okay. It was the U-2 spy plane, and they don't usually file flight plans for that, I guess. So that
no,
would be...
you wouldn't want to tell a spy plane where you are. That would be...
You should have your own show, really, you know, because you're a very thoughtful individual and in areas that I am not.
That's one right and one wrong.
Okay, that's good.
Sorry about that, Barry.
We're in a good position right here, I think.
Yeah, and well the categories positioned. Left are people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Barry, little setback. They were okay.
How about people and places?
Oh, people or places.
Yeah.
People, sorry, people.
People?
Correct.
Okay, correct. Percentage of Mars volunteers, these are people who volunteered to go to Mars on the Mars One excursion. Percentage of Mars volunteers over the age of 56. Okay. Is it 3%, 9%, or 37% of the volunteers for Mars were over the age of 56, in other words?
Well, that would
older.
Be something to put on a bucket list, wouldn't it?
It beats what do you know, I think, probably for most bucket lists.
Mars, barely, what do you know?
You know, Steve, I'm thinking the higher number because maybe by then a lot of those people have taken care of their responsibilities. They like to have an adventure. So what do you think about the higher number?
By then they'll be dead and not have to worry about it.
Just get away from the
time they finally get there.
I guess it beats Boca Raton, you know, in Florida. So
3%, 9%, or 37%, you guys say?
Well, the high end, 37.
I'll go with a few things. We're working together, Steve. You think it's the 9? I think it's more than 3, but
you do.
Could be wrong.
Could you be wrong?
Could he be wrong?
I like the higher number because I would do that if I was 56. I'm 52, so if I was 56, I would venture to go there.
Oh,
let's go for that one.
Yeah, it's 3%.
See.
Are you kidding? They won't get off till 2025, so we figure how many years is that from now? Right? What year is this? So you'll be 67 or something like that, or close to 70? In your 70s, maybe, by the time they actually take off? This I don't need in my 70s. A full and rewarding sex life, yes. And so the score would be?
One right and two wrong.
Okay, don't worry about
it. We can do it.
Don't get any wronger. And what's left there, Sarah?
Places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay. Back to Barry, is it? Or you?
I think Steve.
Steve, go ahead.
How about the school stuff?
School, okay. You should learn this in school. It's actually multiple choice this time because it's a little bit tricky. Which of the following college catchphrases have been trademarked by the University of Colorado? You know, all the colleges have trademarked sort of catchphrases or slogans now. Which one is from the University of Colorado? Is it A, touched by a nurse? B, be the difference? Or C, tomorrow starts here?
I'm surprised it doesn't have something to do with cannabis.
Yeah, now it probably would, but this is last year's catchphrase. Touched by a nurse, be the difference, tomorrow starts here. These are all real ones, by the way, of different schools.
They're all real.
Yeah.
They're all real?
I'm gonna have to defer to you, Steve. I'm not really sure.
So. Which one touches you the most?
The one about the nurses, I suppose.
Touched by a nurse is right. Holy cow. Good thinking. Marquette is Be the Difference. And tomorrow starts here is Eastern Carolina. So there you go. Touched by a nurse. I'm going. Okay.
Two right, two wrong. And the categories remaining are places or odds and ends.
Oh, this is it. This is okay. And what?
Places or odds
yes.
and ends.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Right. And Barry, right?
Yes, yes. I think so.
Odds and ends.
This could be anything, Barry. Nose or tummy? Okay. Nose or tummy tuck?
Which is more popular?
Robert? Yes, exactly. Which are there more of
I'd
happening?
I'd have to say the tummy tuck, probably. And more people concerned about that.
Let's
look at noses in the audience. Noses look good, so I think.
I would think the cost would be an issue, and the tummy, you can kind of hide your tummy with a shirt or a jacket, and the nose is more visible and less costly. So thinking nose, Steve, but you can, I'll defer to you.
Have you had any work done, Barry?
No, I tend to favor the George Clooney look, so I think I'm okay. So.
I'm more Rosemary Clooney than George, I gotta say.
Have you ever been touched by a nurse?
Let's stay on topic here, gentlemen. Nose or tummy tuck, which one do you think is the more popular procedure? They're both popular, by the way.
Both popular.
Yeah.
Let's see, if I had to put my nose on it... Still going with the tummy tuck.
Tummy tuck? Barry, okay?
I'm good with it. I trust these.
Tummy tuck is right. 160,077 to 147,996 noses. Congratulations. You've won the quiz.
Steve, whether it's fruit flies, insomnia, or per capita ketchup consumption, you'll find it in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Sourcebooks. Barry, start your day in What Do You Know? Audience style with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend, and take the edge off the afternoon with smooth and relaxing Costa Rican Terasu from Madison Stephen Brew Coffee, which is coffee done right. And both of you can bring back the best memories of your Italian childhood with a jar of all-natural marinara sauce from Appleton, Wisconsin's Carmela's Bistro, made with love, shared from the heart. And accessorize your haversack with a genuine What Do You Know Silver Jubilee Anniversary Patch. Congratulations to you both.
Wow, you guys cleaned up. Thank you. You're a good man. Barry, hang on there just a second more. We'll get you over to Mom's before you know it. Thanks for playing, man.
Thank you.
Nice job. It is Mother's Day. Very nice, Beth.
Thanks.
It is Mother's Day, and I haven't read this in a long time. My mother's been gone for a while now. And the funny thing about it is, you know, you start to miss your mother and your dad more as you get older. You know, at first, you miss them a lot at first, obviously, but then you start to get used to it. You know, okay, miss your mom, but it's not, you know. Then as you get older, it's like, you know, I really start missing my mom again. So I thought I'd read this. This is something I wrote about her for Mother's Day. You know what the folks say. Folk wisdom is only as good as your folks. Any philosophical rough edges I may have are probably due to the fact that the folk saws in our family have had a lot of broken teeth. Even the buzzwords could have stood some sharpening. When I find myself in times of trouble, what comfort I can draw from my father's sentiments on perseverance. It took us a long time, putz, we got there just the same. Maxims like that are why we never got a family crest. But the font of wisdom in our genetic pool really flows from mother. She is a philosopher savant. Mother improves standard epigrams by getting them wrong and somehow getting them right, like the emperor's nude clothes. For example, or her infinitely more interesting insight into log rolling, one back scratches the other. Reminds me of her admonition, do undo others. And the always appropriate, you can lead a horse to water, but you don't want to drink it. The horse sense doesn't end there either. Countless times mother has inveighed, or oy-veighed, really, against washing horses in midstream. If you do and drink them, you're only doing yourself to spite your mother. On the other hand, God bless the child that gets up and gets his own. Is a good one. Mom has her own school of thought that the general public could do a lot worse than to attend. Just like out of a can, for example, is her highest award, meaning it tastes good enough to have been mass-produced. We were raised as Campbell's soup kids, right down to the roses in our chubby little cheeks. Two, she knows people. There's good and bad in every group, she likes to note. And if you can't reason with some people, you can always season, which is why she carries a grain of salt at all times. Speaking of which, there are four don'ts. Don't be afraid to ring the meat buzzer. They keep the good chickens in back. Don't start with the neighbors. Shonda Hopham at the neighbors. Don't tip your head. And the Zen-like, don't ask. The last being almost enough to make you want to have kids just not to answer their questions with it. Why does a 58-year-old furrier run off with a girl half his age? Don't ask. Even don't ask was often saying too much. When any particular subject of sensitivity was touched upon, such as why Frida's marriage ended sometime during the honeymoon, mother would jab her finger several times in rapid succession toward the ceiling and with alarm whisper the name of Marcy, the all-hearing woman upstairs, in an attempt to prevent her from becoming the all-knowing. For mom, in her infinite wisdom, knows that sometimes the best saying is saying nothing at all. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Make sure to catch a live performance of What Do You Know. Next week's guest will be Freakonomics author Stephen J. Dubner. Tickets and scheduling information available at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. Okay, that's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we have a Turpentine Town of the Week. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the original emo master, it's Michael Feldman.
This long blonde hair and my headphones, I can explain it. It's actually hers. You were wearing my headphones at some point in history.
It could be.
I did not acquire that in any other form. Well, each week of this time, I read actual memos sent by actual listeners and such things as that. Uh-huh. That's right. We do that. And various other things as well. This is actually not one, but this is something. It's from the Fall Quarterly Meeting Minutes of some organization or another, and they have recipes in it sometimes, and sometimes they correct the recipes afterwards, apparently. To anyone who diligently followed the directions for the pink lemonade dessert recipe, as described in the last issue, we deeply regret that. Once you finished making your frozen lemonade dessert, you were told to sprinkle garlic salt on it. We even more deeply regret it if you placed this garlic-coated frozen lemonade dessert into a Tupperware container, then wrapped that container in foil and placed it in an oven for 30 minutes at 350 degrees to make it soft. We further regret any of you continued following directions, sliced up the Tupperware containing your frozen pink lemonade dessert. Then spread it onto a cookie sheet to make it crunchy. We apologize for the error, and to Donna, who provided the recipe. We assure you this portion of the directions were not her idea. Her recipe is delicious. Our version would have made a horrible mess of your own oven and truly crossed the line as to what constitutes a frozen treat. So thank you. Thank you for that. Not quite a memo. How about this one here? This is from HR director. I always love getting, those are the best memos, I think, from HR directors. It's from Dave, the HR director. It goes, we're going to hope, look, it went out to everybody, pretty much. That's a long list there. It reads as follows. Rock County employees are not permitted to feed any wild animals on Rock County property, either before, after, or during the workday. Animal lovers should go to a zoo or feed animals somewhere else, but not on Rock County property at work. We do not want to attract wild animals to our buildings, cars, work areas, etc. End of memo. Short and sweet. Stop attracting wild animals to Rock County. Okay. That's it for that. And the dessert, don't put garlic salt on it, and you'll be okay. In fact, I wouldn't really put your Tupperware in the oven either. I've tried it. Doesn't work. So where can they send memos or communications of any sort?
They can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there. There's also a snail mail option.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's 820.
How does that work then? You put a stamp or something on it?
Yep, one of those old school stamps, and you hand address the envelope with 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
Could you, like, Snapchat us if you wanted to do it that way?
Oh, that's interesting, but then it wouldn't last, right?
Well, apparently it does. That's what the FCC said, anyhow.
So. Oh, the FCC.
Yeah.
So. Not the NSA.
No.
We have your snaps forever.
Yeah, well, they do anyway.
Right, yeah.
Nothing goes anywhere.
Or everything goes
somewhere.
Anywhere, yeah.
Yeah, I forget how it works. There's a maxim involved here somewhere, but I don't quite have a handle on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, if you're on the Twitters, you can follow me if you want, at @MyFeldman. I could use it. I've been stuck at this number. I won't give you the number.
Because you can get like kind of a preview of the joke sometimes, because I noticed you use one of your...
Yes. If you want a preview of the joke.
Yeah.
Then you'll be prepared for them when they actually fling at you. When they're flung at you. Yeah. So try that. See what you think. It's a weird thing. I wouldn't do it if you haven't done it already. If you're not involved already, don't do it. Waste time. Well, you know, each week at this time, or most weeks not at all, we honor a town, a village, or a burg somewhere across the greater U.S. and our rearranged map of the same with our town of the week. Here is Sarah Niggs.
Havelock is in Craven County, North Carolina. Originally named Havelock Station after British Army officer Sir Henry Havelock, the town formed in the late 1850s when the Atlantic and North Carolina Railroad built a depot in the area. The town was one site in a drawn-out Civil War battle known as the Battle of New Bern. The Union Army beat Confederate troops in March of 1862, capturing 9 forts in the area, and they stayed in the region until the war ended in 1865. According to the local Chamber of Commerce, Union troops called the area desolate, snake-infested, and muddy. Located near the estuary of the Neuse River, Havelock was a naval supply center, producing turpentine and tar throughout the 1800s. As railways took over from ships as the number one means of transport, local lore has it that turpentine distillers turned to moonshine to make ends meet.
Same process, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I'm not a distiller, but, you know.
I think so. It's distilling, right?
Makes sense to me. Yep. Maybe somebody knows. These days, Havelock...
Or you can jink the turpentine. Save yourself some trouble.
These days, Havelock is home to the Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point and the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing. The population's about 21,000 people. Havelock is right next to Croatan National Forest, where visitors can hike, bike, ride, and hunt through pine forests, saltwater estuaries, bogs, and raised swamps called pocosins.
What?
If you're... it's a raised swamp.
Called a
raised above what? I'm not a pocosin? Pocosin? If you're in town in October, Havelock hosts an annual chili festival. There's also a Heritage Blues Festival every spring. And if you're looking for a little local sports, maybe you can catch the Havelock High Rams take on the neighboring New Bern Bears. And that's our town of the week, Havelock, North Carolina.
Okay. Boy, that was a lot to digest.
Yeah.
I'm still going. You lost me in the swamp thing. Elevated like a chaparral is a high plain.
Right.
This is a
well, I guess water runs downhill, so most swamps would be in low areas. And
you would think.
Yes, right. And so somehow these are elevated swamps.
Yeah. So does the water run uphill in this area for some?
I'm not sure. Maybe the soil is stony and it gets stuck there. I don't know.
Okay.
Any geologists in the region?
All right. Let's go to the phones where we because you know Lyle's been calling out here randomly, and happened to hit someone in Havelock, North Carolina. Isn't that amazing? For random calling, that's amazing. Kim's online with us. Kim Zaccardelli from Havelock. Hi, Kim.
Hi. How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is Michael Feldman. I'm here in Wisconsin. And I wish I was in North Carolina. I bet it's beautiful out there now, is it?
It is. Sun's shining, getting ready to head to the coast to spend some time at the beach today.
Oh, are you? So what beach do you go to there? It's near you.
Atlantic Beach, Emerald Isle.
Yeah. That sounds really nice. And that's like the actual ocean out there, isn't it?
Yeah, we're about 20 miles from your feet being wet.
No kidding. We're a couple miles from Lake Wingra, where I live. And that's nice, but I bet that ocean's a lot better out there. You spend a whole day out there? Do you have a cabana, or what? How does that work?
Well, we are very blessed. We have family that own a home down there.
So. Oh, you do? You got a home down there?
My sister-in-law and her husband own a home in Folsom.
Yeah.
And we go down there and, you know, put out our beach chair, throw a fishing line in the water, and enjoy the sunshine.
Wow, what a great sister-in-law.
I know.
So that's the ideal sister-in-law, the best one ever. So then you throw your lines in the water, and what do you hope to catch out there? What do you catch?
Well, I have a brother-in-law who likes to catch sharks.
Did you say sharks, or did I hear sharks?
No, he likes to catch sharks. And then he tags them and releases them so that the North Carolina aquarium can track them.
That's really weird. Catch and release sharks, I have never heard of. Trout is one thing. I know some trout guys, but I don't know any shark guys. And they track them after that. Do some people catch them and keep them? Can you keep a shark if you catch it?
I've never seen anyone keep them. They usually put them back, let them swim away.
Yeah. I've never seen anyone catch one, though. It doesn't make the swimming a little difficult, though? I mean, knowing that there are sharks out in the water, or are they not bad sharks?
No, that gets bitten, but not very often. So.
Oh. Well, that's really interesting then. So people, you'll be swimming out there as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Swimming, surfing, kayaking.
Wow.
And a lot of boating.
How great. And you're from Havelock, though?
No, we moved here 32 years ago from Michigan.
Oh, so you're not really from there?
No. Our daughter was born and raised here.
Yeah.
Being a Marine Corps community, our home, Havelock is home to Marine Corps Station Cherry Point.
Uh-huh.
So the majority of the people are not what we're born and raised here. There are a few, but not a lot.
Yeah.
It's a very transitional community.
Yeah, but you've been there 30 years. Don't you qualify as a resident now, or they still think you're an outsider?
No, we're locals.
You're locals at this point. What does it take, 20 years, 30 years, you're in?
That's it.
Yeah. And I know you're probably getting in a hurry now to get all your stuff packed. Have you got everything packed up to go to the beach?
We're in the car, actually, already.
Oh, you're on the way.
Yeah,
oh.
We've got some lunch first, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. So you're just on the road right now. You're not driving, are you?
No, my husband's driving.
Okay, that's cool. Is he the one who does the shark thing?
He actually likes to fish for the flounder.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Anything without a fin on top, I think I'm into it.
There you go.
Yeah. Kim, and Havelock is our town of the week. Did you happen to hear the description of it from Sarah?
I did. I heard it. It was really right on.
Yeah, right on. Anything that you would like to add to it or embellish on?
Well, the fact that we are the home to Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point and 9,000 Marines and their families, mm-hmm. We are a family-focused community. We not have public schools in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So there are hundreds and hundreds of children here. If you go to the Park and Recreation Center, they're out playing baseball or basketball or soccer or some other kind of sport. So we're a great community right between the beach. We're 20 minutes from the beach and 20 minutes from the historical town of New Bern, which is where North Carolina's first capital was.
New Bern, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they got the New Bern, the Bears out there, and their team is the Bears?
Yeah.
And you've got the High Rams. How are the High Rams doing these days?
They just won their third state championship.
Oh, that's amazing. That's fantastic.
For football, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a great, and if we were coming there and just we dropped in on you accidentally while you're about to go to the beach and you had to take us with you, but before that, what would you show us in town, you know, a little place that maybe outsiders wouldn't know about?
The Havelock Tourist and Event Center is the home of the Eastern Carolina Heritage Aviation Center.
Oh.
We have the Marine Corps base that here is an aviation base. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of airplanes on display throughout the community, but specifically at the museum.
Well, that sounds great. Can you go on board the planes, too? I mean, will it let you go on one, or is that going too far?
Yeah. There's a helicopter, a CH-46 helicopter that you can get on.
How cool.
And then when you get inside the facility, there's like an ejection seat. Now, it doesn't work anymore, but it's still there for you to sit in or take pictures. So,
yeah. Yeah, I love to be in an ejection seat. That'd be a good feeling, too.
Yeah.
That and shark fishing are the two things I want.
There you go. And then at the city of Havelock Park, we have a Harrier aircraft that's mounted at our 9/11 monument.
Yeah. Well, fantastic.
So that's actually the location of the annual chili festival that you mentioned in the introduction.
Where the Harrier is kept?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that sounds fantastic. Sounds like there's a lot to do there. And, I hope you have a great time at the beach. I know you're going to have some fun out there. How long are you staying? A couple days?
No, we're just going for the afternoon. That's what's nice. It's so close.
Yeah.
We go down, have lunch, walk through the sand a little while, and enjoy the ocean, and then head back home.
Well, have a wonderful day, Kim. I want to thank you so much for speaking with us. We have a little something for you from us.
Yeah, Kim, we'll be sending you the treasure of America's Dairyland and a delectable assortment of fine, handcrafted organic cheeses from southwestern Wisconsin Cedar Grove Cheese, supporting responsible ecological farming.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Nice speaking with you.
Bye-bye.
Kim Zaccardarelli from the Havelock, North Carolina. All right, you want to?
Yeah,
do this
somebody
here?
Want to throw the dart so we can know what our next.
That young man
like
there.
Come on down.
He looks like a dart thrower too. This is a good call. We get that over, and you want to take the dart with you, maybe? Yeah, take. Yeah, you got to get the microphone from Jeff. Kept it that time, trying to get more applause for bass solos. And
how are you doing?
There you go.
What's your name?
Benjamin.
How old are you?
9.
Do you have good aim?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go throw the dart. Come on.
Come on up. You can come on up here and do it.
You just got to be sure not to throw it at Michael.
Hey, Benjamin. Good to see you.
There you go.
Whoa!
Wow.
Yeah. Holy cow. Benjamin.
That was amazing.
For you, an official Caterpillar hat.
Yeah.
God, what an arm on him. What did he pierce?
He picked Del Norte, Colorado.
Really? Right through the state is what he went.
Big left-hander there.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. You play ball? Are you a ball player?
No.
No? You should be, yeah. Fantastic. Okay, so that's the time of the week for next week. And gentlemen, anything here with a bass solo that we get some applause for?
Well, we may or may not have a bass
Why
solo.
Why don't we just do a bass solo and just leave the piano?
No. Well.
Oh, you know, we'll do a bass song. And have the occasional piano solo.
Oh, yeah. We'll see how you like that.
Yeah, that'll be a lot.
Well, maybe we'll try that next week.
By the way, I love that song you did, Cold,
oh,
Cold
thank
Heart.
You. Thank
that
you.
Came out great.
Thanks.
Real honky tonk.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Are we staying in that theme now?
Yeah, this is another Hank Williams tune. It's called I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Oh, I love that. I love that song. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, boy. Oh, hey, thanks so much. Y'all done, really?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. That was already pretty good, Dan? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Feel like I haven't seen you in a while. Been up there doing stuff and thinking about stuff. And how are you, young man?
Good.
Yeah. You got a sport?
Soccer.
Soccer? Yeah. Through and through?
Yeah.
Day and night?
No.
Day anyhow, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your name?
Casper.
Casper. And where do you play your soccer, or for whom?
Madison 56ers.
The 56ers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my daughter used to be a 56er. That was years ago, though. Yeah, that's a pretty good place to play, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you what do they call it, midfielder, or what's your thing?
Goalie.
You're a goalie, man. You're a tough guy.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you. Keep it up. Keep it up. Jamie Padden from Cedar Falls, how do you feel about Basset Hounds? I don't have any feelings about Basset Hounds. Should I have? How many of you have feelings about Basset Hounds? Oh, isn't that interesting? Well, let's ask one of them then about, now you have feelings about Basset Hounds. What sorts of feelings? Passion or?
I think they're like cute.
Okay. So you have a cuteness, kind of an attraction on a cuteness level for Basset Hounds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you always had that feeling, or is it?
Oh, well, yeah. They've had them at Bastille Days in Milwaukee on the Cathedral Square wearing berets, and they're very cute. I don't know if they're more...
They wear berets?
At Bastille Days, they do.
Oh, yeah, of course they would. And your name is?
Annie.
Oh, are you the...
I'm the ex-wife, yes.
The ex-wife, yeah. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Good. Have fun up at the Devils, too. That'd be a lot of fun, especially without him, you know. any other feelings about Basset Hounds other than they're cute and they wear berets for Bastille Day?
They're amazing.
Okay, now, that's an escalation. They went from cute and they wear berets at Bastille Day to they're amazing. Is this your card?
Yeah.
Oh, you are. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Jamie from Cedar Falls, Iowa. I have a 10-year-old Basset Hound named Maggie Doodlebugs. Yes.
Both names?
All names.
I mean, do you breed them or?
She's just my rescue pet.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. Doesn't it make you want to breed them?
No, they just make me want to continue to rescue them.
To rescue Basset Hounds. Well, isn't that sweet? Okay. And your feelings about them as animals? Could be described as
amazing.
Amazing. Okay, Jamie, that's going to be hard to beat then.
Thank you.
Amazing. They're amazing. I like Puggles. I am a Puggle. Do you feel anything about Puggles?
Squishy faces.
See, squishy faces is not a positive thing to say. Yes, they do have squishy faces, but I'm a Puggle, and she's very special too. She's pretty amazing. I think she's pretty amazing. Little Tina.
Tina Doodles?
Tina Doodles. No, Tina. Just Tina. Tina. Yeah. Anything else on Basset Hounds? Or we'll go on to another breed if you want. Everyone loves their own little breed, I guess. How do you prepare for the arrival of your first child? Well, usually I just leave the door open. But she's always forgetting her keys. I mean, she's 23 years old. She can't remember to bring her keys. So, but I guess Marley is thinking that you're going to have one soon, huh? Yeah. How soon? How soon is soon?
I'm 20 weeks pregnant today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On today?
Yeah, on today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't you know?
Well, that'll teach you then, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Big time.
Well, congratulations. That's great.
Thanks. Yeah, we think it's pretty cool.
Have you gone to the birthing school and you take your pillow and go to someplace?
Well, I'm still excited about it, so no, we haven't yet.
No.
No.
That was totally useless. You got to take birthing class. Like, you know, for thousands of years, women actually didn't have to take a pillow somewhere and their husbands with them to learn about, you know, how to hold a pillow in case of a It has nothing to do with it. I could never figure it out. But you'll have to do that, I think.
We'll have to get a really nice pillow.
Yeah, I never understood it. In fact, nothing they tell you prepares you for it.
That's what everybody tells me when I ask them that question, and so I'm just kind of used to that answer now.
Yeah, because I do remember coming home with the one who still leaves the door open for Ellie, and we came home, and we had someone there knits a little cap for the baby, you know. It's one of the volunteer ladies, and so she had a cat, and we had the little carrier thing, you know, and the little onesie. And I brought her home, and there were balloons hanging off her little carrier, you know, and we came home, and then we were just shocked because we were home with a baby, and we had no idea what to do with it, you know. But then, of course, your enzymes kick in, and you call your mother or someone, you know, and get her to come over and do something with this thing.
Yeah, I mean, you just love them, I guess. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the best thing to do.
It's absolutely the best thing in the world. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's
going to be great. But it is a little astounding at first. Oh, yeah. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a big weekend plan, or is this it, pretty much?
You know, it just happens to be my wife's birthday today.
Yeah. Yeah. Today?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, this is...
This was in lieu of that ring you were going to get her, huh?
It's her birthday. Yeah. And she's never been here, and so we had to correct that.
Yeah. Did she want to be here, or did she prefer something she could wear or show off?
She wouldn't tell me that, but I think it's she's okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could ask her. But.
This is not it, though. This is not it, though. I mean, this is not the extent of the celebration.
Oh, absolutely not. No, no.
Here, where do you go?
You know, lots of presents. And the really nice thing is that... One of our granddaughters was born one day apart from when my wife was born. And so we have a party for both of them.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're doing that tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Is that in town here? Or?
No, in Poinette.
In Poinette. Okay. Is there an address? So what time should we be there?
Come on. Okay. We'll have fun.
In the afternoon, 3-ish?
No, it'll be right around lunchtime, yeah. So.
When do you eat, usually?
Oh, usually about 1 or so.
Okay. Point out. We'll find it. We'll see the balloons.
Yeah.
When it's not that big, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Hey, what's your name?
Aggie.
Happy birthday, Aggie.
Aggie.
Aggie. Happy birthday. You are. Do you like zombies? I don't know. Zombies. Olivia? Where's Olivia? Janish? Oh, hi. Are you into zombies? You are? Okay. Well, I don't quite get it. I mean, we had zombies when I was a kid, but they were, you know, not as many. And they weren't well-dressed. I noticed that's changed. So can I get you to stand up here a little bit, Olivia? How are you?
Good.
Do you watch these zombie things?
Yeah.
Your parents let you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you like the best?
Mm.
You know, the zombie thing. You watch Walking Dead or any of those?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of scary?
No.
See, because you're not even scared of zombies now because you see them all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite zombie on that show?
No.
No. Are there other zombie shows you watch?
No, that's the only one I know of.
Oh, okay. All right. And they talk about the zombie apocalypse when all the zombies are coming. Did you ever hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to happen?
I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah. Do you actually believe in zombies, that there are zombies? You don't know? You're keeping it open, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. She's a Unitarian.
She's what?
She's a Unitarian Universalist. So.
Okay. Well, okay. That explains it then. Nice to meet you, dear. Thank you for filling me in on that. She's a Unitarian Universalist. Oh, boy, I'm so confused now. I am. Are you into zombies, too?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you watch that same show?
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite zombie?
No.
Okay. Are there zombie video games and stuff, too, as well?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
What is it?
The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead game.
And Dead Island.
And Dead Island.
Yeah.
So much of your life is involved with zombies, really?
Sure.
Okay. And is it a good life? It's a good life.
Yeah.
Not so much for the zombies. I don't get it. First it was vampires. They get all those vampires. I'm glad they're gone. They're a drag. They're a total drag, the vampires, you know. The zombies are at least sort of interesting, you know. So I don't know. Anyone else here want to say anything about zombies or basset hounds? Yep. What do you know about polymers? Okay, that's a change of subject. Diana Reeder, Ashland, Wisconsin. Are you studying polymers now?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. Come on. Well, come on down here. Yeah. You don't mind making way for this young woman.
Hi.
Oh, your card? Yeah. Okay, I'll take that. Sorry. All right. John got that. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
You in polymers. Fine, thank you. You in polymers.
Yeah. Do you know what polymers are?
No.
Okay. Well,
I should.
I went to Northland College. I'm advertising.
Northland, yeah.
Yep. And our
good polymer school is what I heard.
It's a good, yeah, it's a good polymer school. No, polymers are just repeating units. They're usually found in like organic compounds, so like plastics.
Plastics.
And so yeah, so our school just Nicholas Robertson. He's a chemistry professor there, and he just with a team of students, and I was one helping with them, but we just got something published. So normally plastics are can only We think that plastics can be recycled a lot, but it's only about 2 or 3 times before they're just made impure, because, you know, when they're broken down and melted. So now we just published something finding a way to make basically an endless recyclable plastic. So, yeah, so it's pretty cool.
You guys discovered this?
Yeah, he's been working on it with his professor, actually, from Eau Claire. But, yeah, he's been having students lead this research project. And so, yeah, it's gotten a lot of publicity. It just got published in Chemistry Communications. So.
Northland and the polymers. This is very important. This is important.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. It's definitely, yeah, it's unique to we live right in Lake Superior Nation, Wisconsin. So it's such a tiny school. It's about 500. Yeah. And so you know everybody. It's like, you know, so yeah.
I've been up in that area and met some people from Northland. It's really cool. It's a very environmentally friendly school, and it's the whole thing about it.
Yeah.
What is your major in environmental science?
Chemistry and biology were my majors with environmental studies minor. Yeah.
For the research, what did you actually have to do for the research?
Well, it might not make a lot of sense to you, but I'm sorry. No, I'll just say one of the chemicals we worked with was lithium hydride. And so
lithium I've worked with, yeah.
No, basically, if it gets exposed to the air, you catch on fire, and you'll instantly light up. So it's pretty scary. But nobody got hurt.
Did that.
He's really good at, you know, precautions and stuff. But, yeah, it's just everything that working with is so small that you're just weighing out, like, little, you know, particles and things like that, and we have this giant box that you can stick your hands in, and it has nitrogen in it, so you can't actually, you know, where you're wearing these giant gloves and you're trying to weigh out these tiny little measurements, get really sweaty and nervous, just, you know, like.
And is the lithium part of the things you're measuring there?
That one is in a different, yeah, but it's all, that's under a fume hood, so, yeah, you also have to measure that out, too.
You measure out these things, and then there's some reaction occurs when you're all done?
Yep, and then you put them in the reaction, and you usually leave the reaction either overnight or a couple days, depending. And then you come up with a solid. So you start with all these liquid products, and then it comes up with a solid, and then we send it for testing. And if it tests pure, it's good.
Oh, cool. This is a breakthrough. This is a major thing.
It is, yeah. And plastics are not just main plastics. It's also found in like makeup and everyday products. So if we can get it to a larger organization to make it environment or economically feasible, then it could be the new thing. I don't know.
So cool. Diana?
Diana Reeder.
Diana Reeder.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Thanks.
Congratulations, Helen. From Northland College up in Ashland. That's really fantastic. How about that? All right. Let's see. How are we doing time-wise? Okay.
We got a little bit of time, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What is the maximum flight speed of the African swallow? Huh? Oh, it is? Okay, never mind then. Want to come to the Indian Mounds with us? The Zanatis are going to the Indian Mounds? Yeah, are you? Yeah. Okay, it's not hard. Every park has Indian Mounds in it. What?
We haven't found out where they are yet.
Okay, they're all over the place.
Okay. You're not coming?
Well, I sort of live on one. which is not right either. I agree with you there, but you know, but they're all over town. You can't miss them. Just keep going until you see a bear effigy. And there you are. Okay. It'll be fun, though. Good thing. They don't have them where you're from?
No.
Where are you from?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
What brings you to town, then?
Your show.
No kidding. Yeah. Me and the effigies.
Yes, and Jeff, too.
It's my little effigy mound, I think. Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming. How can I get my younger cat from stealing chicken bones? Anyone want to deal with this? Barbara Brown?
That's me.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Is that a real problem?
That is a real problem.
Okay. Had you ever thought of keeping the bones just, you know, in something that the cat couldn't get into?
He's a rascal, so he goes into waste paper baskets and he digs them out.
Well, you can't put them in a waste paper basket, though. You got to put them in...
paper slobs, unfortunately.
So he's the problem, not the cat.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Well, you guys can work that out. You don't need me for... I don't want to get involved in that. What's better, PlayStation or Xbox? Ben Janish. Was that Ben? Huh? Where's Ben? Oh, Ben, and I talked to you before. You got the zombie thing on your PlayStation or your Xbox? Okay, so that's better, right? Because you got one. Okay, that's good. No. Why is my girlfriend always right? Young man, obviously a young man, you know. Rick Kernel. Rick Kernel?
Not that young.
Oh, hey. You shouldn't still be asking this, man.
Well, we've only been in a relationship for about a year. So.
Yeah, but you have been around a while.
True.
Yeah. They're always right.
Yes. She's very smart and very good looking, so she's right 90% of the time, and the 10% she isn't, it's not worth my while to say.
You answered your own question. Congratulations.
Her name's Wanda. Hi, honey.
Hi, Wanda. He'll be home in a minute, Wanda. Okay. No. Someone from Bellevue, Iowa wants an apartment in New York City. Can I help? Where? That's all you people, huh? You're moving from Belleville, Iowa to New York?
Bellevue, Iowa, yep, a town of 2,000.
Yeah.
And we're moving to Manhattan. Next month, after 30 years in Dover.
Have you thought this out carefully?
Yes, we have one granddaughter. We'll only have one granddaughter, and she's a baby. And so we're going to...
She's in Manhattan?
She's in Manhattan. We both retired our jobs as a journalist and a teacher, and we're going to start being full-time nannies for the baby.
In Manhattan?
In Manhattan.
When you were first approached with this idea...
Actually, I kind of helped suggest it. I was totally taken with my granddaughter, and it said, it's too far away, we need to be closer, and so made a plan.
But street smarts in Bellevue, Iowa, and street smarts in New York, are they the same smarts? I'm not...
We don't lock our house. I probably shouldn't say that on national television, national radio.
Look at all those New Yorkers breaking into you down there.
Leave the keys in the car. You know everybody. It's going to be a high learning curve for us.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing that you're able to do it. I mean, that's great. It's fantastic. But do you have a place yet? Did you find a place?
That's what we need your help with. No.
I got no connections, believe me. You got to find someone with something rent controlled and take it away from them. That's all I understand.
You're in show business anyway, you know?
No, not to that level. You stay at the Plaza like Tony Soprano did when he got needed a place, but I really can't help you out there. Anyone have an apartment here they want to let go? In, maybe Brooklyn. You live in Brooklyn.
We thought about that, yep. Of Harlem. There's all kinds of places that are a lot cheaper than where our kids live in the Upper West Side. We know we're not living there.
You can't live with them. That's out of the question.
Right, no. 900 square feet.
900 square feet? Well, how many of them are you? There's just the five of you?
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, I can't help with this one either. I tell you, it's amazing how little I can do here. Well, what I can do is say we're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz, which will solve none of these problems. However, we'll play the quiz, so that'll be a fun thing for someone to do here. Now, someone probably came here thinking, boy, if I could just play that quiz. And did you come here thinking that? Well, come down here. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. There aren't that many quiz shows on the air. An increasing number. How are you?
Good, but before we start, I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom. I'm here only with my mom, so.
Hi, Mom. She looks like your sister. She's very young looking.
She's awesome, and she is, so.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Joan Mitchell.
Hey, Joan. How are you? Nice to see you. And your name is?
My name is Laura Connors.
So this is a big Mother's Day thing. Is there more to it?
Well, we had breakfast at Marigold Kitchen this morning. I'd always wanted to eat there, and so, yeah. So I live here. She lives just across the border in Minnesota and here for the weekend. So.
You slept across the border. That's a good thing.
Well, yeah.
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz, Laura.
Because Mother's Day should be every day.
Mother's Day is every day. All right. Come on up. You want to go up this way here? Okay. Come on. Come on. I have blonde hairs all over me, and no good reason for it. Look at that. Unbelievable. How am I going to explain that if anyone ever asks about it?
Your own dilemma.
My own dilemma is right. I guess we all got them. Laura, how are you doing these days?
I'm a mom.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm at home with my little guy who's almost five.
He's five?
He's almost five, yeah.
Are you doing the home learning thing, too? Or the home
schooling? He goes to preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't do the home preschool thing?
We don't do the home preschool thing. We do we play at home. And
yeah. So pretty soon he'll be going to school?
Pretty soon he'll be going somewhere to school.
Yeah. So what are you going to do then?
Good question.
What are you training? What's your field?
I, at one point, was a teacher. Most recently, I worked at the university in student services.
Yeah.
I do a little bit of part-time work selling selling children's books, so I might pick that up a little bit more.
Yeah, well, cool, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And for fun, what do you like to do?
For what fun, what do I like to do? Yeah. I like to enjoy going out with friends to different little eclectic Madison restaurants. And
you like the eclectic scene?
I like, fun little restaurants.
What have you discovered recently?
What have I discovered recently? Yeah. I like Chocolatarian on Atwood.
Yeah, what is that all about?
That's all chocolate? About chocolate.
Yeah. Like three courses of chocolate? You have like an entree
desserts,
that's chocolate? And
desserts, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know what else. My husband and I went to a new Indian place over in Greenway Station, by Greenway Station.
Yeah.
But the name escapes me, I don't know.
The name is, your husband's name escapes you? Or?
No, the name of the Indian place escapes me. My husband's name is Ryan.
Yeah.
Dava, yes.
There you go.
There we go.
That's Middleton, though.
That's Middleton.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It's Middleton.
All right. Laura, summon up. You know this quiz works?
I do.
It's a general knowledge kind of thing. Not trivia by any means. No. Someone out there plays along with you. And how does that go down, Sarah?
Well, people at home who want to play the quiz, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, which is the exact same number we used last hour, and answer this qualifying question.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, all right. Number one U.S. baby boy name for 2013. It's a new one. Baby boys' names have changed. No longer Jacob. No longer number one. I know the number one name for baby boys in the U.S. of A. Let's go to the phones right now. Rose is online from Virginia. Hey, Rose.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Number one U.S. baby boy name in the past year.
I just read that, and I can't think what it was.
Yeah, it's biblical.
I know it's not Michael anymore.
No, Michael's long gone.
Or Jacob.
No, biblical.
Let me think.
Good movie name.
I can't think of any movies.
No. Okay, don't know, Rose? I'm going to take a stab at it.
Let me take a stab at it.
Take a stab.
Joshua.
No, good name, but that's not it. Sorry, Rose.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Eau Claire. Paul's online. Hey, Paul.
Hello, Michael.
How are you? What's happening? As
oh,
we used
just
to say.
Oh, just Saturday chores.
Yeah.
What you do stuff.
Which one are you doing right now?
Well, actually, I pulled over to the side of the road, so I thought it should be safe. And,
you're doing chores while driving. That's not a good thing. Paul.
Yes.
Number one, U.S. baby boy name.
How about Noah?
Noah is yes-ah. Noah. Number one. Surprisingly, no one is named after his wife. No, none of the girls are named after Noah's wife, and her name is M. Zara. I had looked it up. What was Noah's wife's name? And why aren't kids named after her? Yeah. Paul, this is Laura. She's your partner here.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Laura.
And where are you going to, Paul?
I'm just heading to my cabin, northern Wisconsin. The ice is finally out.
Where is your cabin?
South of Hayward.
Oh, yeah.
Called Whitefish Lake.
Oh, sounds nice.
There's actually whitefish in it.
Yeah. Does it have whitefish in it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
I go out and seine them in the fall. It's pretty fun.
You seine them?
I do.
Does that mean a net?
Yes, a big 75-foot-long net, and we go out in November, and it's always kind of an adventure.
Wow, you must get a lot of them, huh? A 75-foot net.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes some nice big boulders.
Yeah. And then what do you do with them once you've seen them, once you got them? What do you do with all those fish?
So typically smoke them.
Ah, excellent.
A smoker, not a pipe.
Excellent. Okay, Paul and Laura, you two are a team here in various categories, as we shall hear.
Yes, the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Paul, you pick the first one.
Oh, how about school?
School it is. All right, this is something you should have learned in school. What was the real secret in moving those 9,000-pound stones they used for the pyramids? It's multiple choice because this is a little bit hard, okay? The real secret behind how they were able to move those huge stones over the desert sands. Was it A, leverage, B, wet sand, or C, getting someone else to do it? Paul and Laura.
Paul, what do you think?
Well, I was leaning towards levers even before.
Yeah,
you said
levers sounds scientific, at least.
This new development, they just discovered that.
Maybe they hired out.
Yeah. this one.
Yeah.
Aliens.
So leverage, wet sand, or getting someone else to do it, which is always a good idea in building.
It's always a good idea to get someone else to do it, but they still would have had to use something.
Yeah.
Wet sand or leverage.
Well, you know, since Michael's hinting that there was a new development, maybe we should go with wet sand.
Wet sand? Someone in the audience seems to be whispering, yeah.
Someone whispering, wet sand?
Stop it.
Yeah, let's try that.
Shall we try wet sand?
Wet sand.
Yes, wet sand. You wet the sand, and it makes it's much easier to push something over wet sand than it is a dry sand. It makes kind of a flat, stable... Try it sometime, next pyramid you build.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories left are current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Laura?
Let's try places.
Places. All right. The city with the latest arrival time to work. Okay, this is where you get to work the latest in one of these cities. Okay, you get to your job. Is it A, Atlantic City, B, Lawrence, Kansas, or C, Logan, Utah?
Well, let's see.
What was the first one?
Atlantic City, Jersey.
I would say Atlantic City because, you know, I think of all the casinos and maybe things don't get rolling
for
later in the day.
Interesting.
And also sometimes East Coast, I don't know. Should we try Atlantic? Different work time.
Work times.
So yeah.
Atlantic City is exactly right. You don't have to be there till after 1.
Thanks, Paul.
What a good deal. Whereas in Lawrence, Kansas, you got to be there by 10:32. So still pretty good, but earliest is Hinesville, Georgia. You got to be there at 7. So
the city work time.
That's 2 right and 0 wrong.
Okay.
And the categories left are current events, people, science, or odds and ends.
All right, Paul.
Oh, how about science, Laura?
Sure.
Science, okay. You're good in science, aren't you? All right, Darwin's finches stamp out deadly parasite with help from cotton balls. Explain. No, that's not going to happen, is it? Vampirism. Is it a health positive? Vampirism.
Not if you're being dead.
Health positive for bats?
For the person who...
For the person who...
Acquiring the blood.
Maybe if they're anemic or something, but geez, I can't think of too many positives, Laura.
I can't think of too many positives either.
So you're saying yes?
I think Michael wants us to say yes.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, I'm trying to understand what you're getting at here.
I've heard it's really healthy.
Pardon?
I've heard it's really healthy.
You heard it's really healthy?
It's all right. That's not vampirism per se. It's actually getting young blood. And I don't mean that in the song sense.
So,
I don't know, Laura. What do you think on this one?
Getting a transfusion of younger blood?
Ah, now we're getting it.
Now we're getting something. That
would Is that be, a health positive?
That would be a health positive.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yes, that's right. Young blood. Holy cow, that was too easy. By the way, that was a Harvard study found young blood can actually repair old tissue. Which I've always thought. And so they could quit there, couldn't they?
They could quit and they would get some great prizes, but if they got one more right, they could take home the mother load.
They could, huh?
If we get one more right, Paul, what do you think?
Right.
Do we want the mother load?
Gotta go for it.
For Mother's Day? Yes.
Caveat, though, is if they get one more wrong,
they lose everything.
They get nothing, right? Just the embarrassment of having been here.
Yes.
Okay, so. Gonna go for it?
We're gonna go for it.
They're gonna go for it.
Let's
try to encourage them. You've done so well. So
and
long.
They get to choose from current events, people, or odds and ends.
Okay. What do you think?
Current events or odds and ends?
Let's see. Oh, I'm not very good at current events, but
how about odds and ends?
Okay, sounds good.
You never know what you're gonna get.
Huh? What?
Odds and ends. I don't know. You wrote it.
I can't even read this. Okay, well, let's just try this. It's either or. Which is on the worst jobs list? They did a list recently. They do this occasionally. Of the best jobs and the worst jobs. On the worst jobs list, which is worse, a broadcaster or a taxi driver? Both of which I've held, by the way. So I feel some sense of pride in this.
Broadcaster or taxi
broadcaster.
Driver?
Yeah.
So
broadcaster.
Radio or
these
TV
are both
or...
bottom feeders jobs, by the way.
Broadcast radio or TV?
Broadcaster, I'm assuming they mean radio.
Mm. I don't know. I mean, you'd meet a lot of interesting people as a taxi driver, I guess. So.
Yeah, but not so much as a broadcaster, though.
I'm thinking broadcaster.
The worst one is lumberjack. Well, and right before that is reporter, which is unusual.
Hmm.
Being a taxi driver would be more dangerous, but I don't know. I mean, this is a radio show. I think we should go for a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Okay. No, if you don't want anything to take home, that's fine.
Oh, okay. then let's go, let's go taxi driver.
So you're saying taxi driver is slightly worse than being a broadcaster?
Slightly worse, maybe because your passengers might be very demanding.
They could be drunk.
Yes, so. Taxi driver. Game 197, broadcaster 196. Holy cow! They've won it all.
Laura, bring the exhilarating aroma of bacon to a whole new part of your morning routine with Mr. Bacon Body Wash, drives dogs crazy from Archie McPhee and Company, and then explore competitive team spirit with the DVD When They Were Kings, the North Dakota State University of North Dakota rivalry.
Hang
colorful Madison motifs on your wall with an art print from MarciaSparks.com. Enjoy an award-winning Kringle from the O&H Danish Bakery in Racine. Take a buckaroo holiday on the CD What Do You Know About Copeland with Appalachian Spring liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus records. Paul, from Hammurabi to Hatshepsut, black holes to blue whales, explore the world in Glad You Asked, intriguing names, facts, and ideas for the curious minded from Michael Feldman, from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books. Then complete your mother load with a Michigan radio cap, Jim Booth's Twisted Pear CD, a Joseph Huber Brewing Company pen, a Silver Jubilee anniversary quarter, Jennifer Lee's anthology Paris and Mine from Vintage Books, a Fight Plumber's Butt t-shirt from the Duluth Trading Company, and what do you know, the party game, including questions, contestants, and the Made in China Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to
you.
Well,
both. You're going to like that Plumber's Butt t-shirt. That's the best, Paul. Hang on for a second. Make sure you get that. Thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day to your mom and to you.
What Do You Know continues next week with Freakonomics author Stephen J. Dubner. Reserve your seat today at notmuch.com. And if you're planning your next Madison outing, bring the whole gang to Monona Terrace for a live What Do You Know broadcast. Click over to notmuch.com for special group pricing information and get your tickets today.
How does this happen? Going through my stuff and leaving your hair?
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Cole.
Thanks for coming, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Public Radio International.